Hello.
Hi, Zach. It's Tina from Local Slash. How are you?
Hey, good. Can you hear me? How are you?
I can hear you. Yeah, you can hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. Yeah, I was calling. I know that you wanted me to call you the other day to update the payment, but I called and got your voicemail, so I thought I would follow up with you.
Yeah, I've been real busy. Today's a rainy day. I ain't busy today.
Oh, okay. That's good. Well, I'm happy that I followed up with you then. So let me see here. For the new billing information, is it still the Stonebrook Road for the billing address?
Yeah, everything's the same. So listen,
mm-hmm.
I went over everything with my people. So what I want to do with you guys is I want to pay you what I owe you.
Okay.
And we're going to cancel the services with you guys.
Okay, I can do that if you like. I can't cancel it without the past due, but if you get the payment up to speed, absolutely, I'll do that for you. How come when you went over everything, you guys decided to cancel?
Yeah, I mean, we don't like, I mean, I've been honest with you. We're not getting nowhere. I mean, be completely honest.
I see. Okay, so one recommendation, Zach, is that if you want to, you know, pay and cancel right away, I can do it. Or
yeah,
you
we'll
can take advantage of the rest of the month that you're paying for, because I'll push the next billing out 30 days, which means you'll be paid in full to November 16th. And that gives you plenty of time to, you know, recoup a return on investment, at least for what you have to pay today. And then come, you know, November 16th, if you still want to cancel, no problem. Just call us a few days ahead of time and you won't have any further charges.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, regardless, I mean, even if I went with you through December, I'm not getting nowhere. I mean, I've talked over 50 times to your company.
Wow. Really?
You don't even know. I mean, they supposed to call back, supposed to do stuff with the website. I mean, there's just so much stuff that they promise they can do. And they can't do. What's the total balance we owe you?
Just $499.
Yeah. Hold on one second. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, I'm back. You there?
I'm still here, yes.
All right, yeah.
But, okay.
You know, I mean, like I said, we've got, I mean, I've went to cancel you guys two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I thought I already canceled you when you started calling me. But it just, I don't know. We're not getting nowhere, so.
So I want to let you know, only because I'm on your dashboard, and it is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, most of the activity was coming through Facebook ads. So 576 times you were found through the Facebook ads with 40 clicks to your site through the ads. Now, if you're not getting business out of that, because Facebook ads are hit and miss. Some people absolutely love them and do very well, and other people say that they're not working so well, okay? So if you feel that that's an irrelevant part of the program, what I could do is take those Facebook ads off, because $300 of your subscription goes towards Facebook ads. So if I take those off, Zach, it would lower your past due amount to only $199. Now, with that $199 package, your company would remain on the first page of Google locally. You would still be mobily optimized, meaning coming up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa.
Well, here's what I'm looking for.
Yes.
When you go to Google,
mm-hmm.
in like more than just like one section,
mm-hmm.
I want my business to pull up. So when you go into your phone and you go to Bing, Google, or just we'll use Google for options. Google.com.
Right.
When you type in Google.com on your phone, you type in paving contractor. I want to see Supreme Paving on there, kind of. You know, we ain't got to be number one, number two, but I want to be in the top 10, and I just, that's something that you guys couldn't do. And I don't understand why. They just said, give it time. And I'm like, well, hell, let's. I mean, how much time do you got to give
them? So
hey, I'm going through a tunnel. I shouldn't lose you, but if I do, just call me right back.
Okay. Thanks for the heads up. I was going to tell you, I typed in asphalt paving and into Google, and you are now ranking on the first page. And I know in your scenario,
where did you type it? Like for location, where did you type?
I put asphalt paving, Shady Spring, West Virginia. And you came up, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You're in the 12th position on the first page. One thing that you can do, Zach, to get yourself better placement is to work on getting a 5-star rating on your Google listing. Because right now,
I'm on Angie. We got a 5-star rating on Angie's lead.
Okay, that's excellent. So you have a good reputation on Angie's. So we can't go to Angie's and copy and paste and put them on your Google listing, because it would show local splashes copying and pasting, and it's going to look suspicious to a potential client. And the same thing would happen if you tried to do that. It would show that.
Okay, now when you say you found me, what you're saying we found is the SupremePaving.net. That's what we found, right?
I saw the whole Google business page. It says Supreme Paving, no ratings or reviews, paving contractor, open, closes at 8 p.m. It has your phone number, provides asphalt paving and repair, and then it has a click to your website and a click to call feature and a click button to share this listing. So what I would recommend is I can send you an email that will help you get some 5-star ratings on this Google page. And especially if it's someone that's already given you a 5-star rating on Angie's, you can copy and paste and send it to that person. And it's going to say, thank you for using Supreme Paving. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it would automatically take them to your Google listing. So most people will do it.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When I typed in asphalt paving, Shady Springs, West Virginia, that's what you typed in, right?
Correct.
Okay, now listen. You see, there's a couple sponsors up top.
Yep.
And then, of course, you got Angie right there, which I guess they're sponsors as well. Then you see where it says businesses.
Yep.
And then I want to put my business under there where it says businesses. Like right now, I see Owens Paving. Which they're mm-hmm. not even in Shady Springs. You got Elias Asphalt. He's not even in Shady Springs. And K&W, which he is in Shady Springs. But, and then if you type more businesses, what do we need to do or pay to get my business under there? Because then you got like New Millennium, AAA, J&M, you got all these businesses, but we're, you know, Supreme Payment's not under there.
If you keep going, you are, because that's where I found you. I had to click on more businesses, and I found you in the 12th position. So if you keep scrolling down, you'll see yours, but yours doesn't have any reviews on it yet. So you can't pay anybody more money to get higher up on that list, but if you work on getting some reviews, it will make you more relevant to Google. And what determines who gets placed where on the list is something that's called a quality score. So when Google determines that, they look at the length of time that you've been in business, reviews if you have them, presence in the community, and then web presence. So we're working on getting you the most dominant internet presence locally on the web, which is great. So all you have to do is start working on getting a couple of five-star reviews here and there, and that will help you tremendously.
Where do I tell them to give me the five-star reviews? So just find me under the Shady Springs and then enter me there?
I sent it to you. I sent you an email, and that Google page is actually hyperlinked in the email. So all you have to do is copy and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients. And there's just a little button there that says click here to leave a review. When your client clicks that button, it's going to automatically take them to your Google page. So they don't have to search for anything and put in asphalt or paving or Shady Spring. All they have to do is click on the link that you send them in the email, and it'll take them directly to your page. Now, if you want to be found in the sponsored section and in the first page on the map, we can do that too. We can take the $300 that you normally pay for Facebook ads, and we could run Google ads for you instead. And then you would show in the sponsored, and you would show them in the maps. That might help you to do that for a month or so, Zach, just to jumpstart the placement on Google and, again, give you a higher quality score. If you have to pay that past due balance and do the $300 anyway, I think that you would be much better converting that to Google Ads.